And it'll become clearer why we're saying hi again to Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police. But first, Lieutenant, a little other business here. I want to report a speeder that was seen on the grounds of GM's Factory Zero yesterday. This guy was driving like a maniac. He was going like 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, smoking the tires. So I don't know.
I did see it as well, yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you're on the story.
I'm on it. We'll give a call to the Secret Service to knock that off.
Okay, very good. Hey, we spoke to you yesterday or the day before. We spoke to you this week about another story. At the time we were talking, Ann did what she often does. She sent me a story on another topic. And I was about to start talking about it and asking you questions, and I got an urgent text back saying, don't bring it up. And the story was, and I didn't bring it up, if you recall, but it was a story on human trafficking. So now we can talk about it. What can you tell us?
So the reason that I asked you not to talk about that is, back on the 16th, our troopers were working patrol, happened to see a person speeding on 8 Mile near Shaner on the Detroit-Warren border, made contact with this person, and the driver was actually a 15-year-old female that didn't have a license, kind of gave him a shady name. One of the things that we talked to our troopers about in our training from the very beginning is, you know, the speeding violation is great, but let's find out what's going on after that. And they were able to gain the confidence of this, the driver, and found out that she was actually a victim of human trafficking. The officers were able to get her to the hospital, get her the help she needed, and hopefully get her on her way to get out of that situation that she was in. But also what we do is we take the information we glean from them, and we try to find the person that's trafficking them. Sometimes it's one or two. And believe it or not, they're called pimps still to this day, and try to find those people. And we were able to execute some search warrants, and were able to arrest one male suspect last night, found two adult females that were also victims of these particular individuals. We're working with our federal partners now. We're kind of going back and forth if we're going to take this federally or through state charges. So through this one simple traffic stop, we were able to rescue three people from a horrible, horrible life.
I'll tell you what. First of all, once again, excellent police work by those troopers to be so perceptive, to delve a little further into this unusual story. 15-year-old speeding, doesn't have an ID. Doesn't have a real good story about what's going on. But what also is pointed out here, I think, and you'll further explain this, Lieutenant, but here you had this young lady, a victim of teen sex trafficking, and I'm assuming she was alone in the car, and she had an opportunity to speak to a couple of state troopers and tell them, please help me. I'm being held captive, and I need your help to get away from this. And she didn't do that until you guys kind of probed a little further into what was going on. It indicates how insidious, how terrible this crime is, because she obviously was scared out of her wits of what this, as you put it, pimp would do if she turned him in. I mean, she had an excellent opportunity. She had help right there, and still didn't bring it up.
And that's the sad part about the whole thing, is a lot of people think that, you know, human trafficking, be it labor or sex trafficking or either one, you know, they picture the TV version where people are grabbed in a van and, you know, bags put over your head and then you're taken off and doing that. Usually it's not that case. Usually the case is it's somebody that's vulnerable already, possibly a runaway, which we see quite a bit of. They get taken in by these men and women who start to give them what they're looking for, attention, making them part of a family, kind of grooming them towards that, maybe actually having a romantic relationship with them. Then what they do is they start to maneuver them towards whatever they want them to do, either forced labor, sex acts, things like that. But that whole time they start telling them, well, your family didn't want you anyways. If you tell the police, they're just going to arrest you because you've committed a crime, or else they get them, you know, hooked onto narcotics, things like that. So these people are basically victims that are maneuvered by these pimps, so to speak, that make them do what they want and make them so afraid that at times they could be by themselves and have contact with law enforcement, and they won't say anything because they're so afraid of what would happen to them if they do speak, or the person that's, you know, got a hold of them makes them think that, you know, they're not going to listen anyways. All the police are going to do is arrest you, or your parents are going to be embarrassed because now you're hooked on narcotics. So it's a very, very nasty, nasty thing that these people go through that will affect them through the rest of their life, regardless what kind of counseling or anything they get.
Right.
You know, and that's why we ask people to get involved. You know, be nosy. Find out what's going on. If something doesn't seem right, you know, call the police. We'll
see something.
And if it's
see
nothing,
something.
It's nothing.
See something, say something, do something. And the good news here is we have a 15-year-old who is now back with her family, and you have some of the people who are responsible for this criminal activity, which may lead to even more arrests. So good police work. God bless you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all the men and women of the Michigan State Police. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul W.